Okay. Hey, Di. It's been a few weeks since you've
good
been on.
Evening.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. I know you're traveling, and so I'm glad that you found a place where we can talk on the radio and do our show.
Yay.
So,
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Salina campus.
Anyway, listen, I think we had somebody that wrote us a letter to Dear Angels. So why don't you tell us what our show is going to be about it tonight? Because we were talking a bit ago. So please.
Yes. You know, usually we try to talk about healthy relationships. So now we're going to talk about unhealthy relationships, actually. We're actually really doing a lot about karma today. But the letter we got was from a man named, we'll call him Joe. And Joe says he's single, and he's got some girls that he dates publicly. But recently, he's been hooking up with this really hot married woman that he works with. And he wanted to know, one, would she leave her husband for him? And two, if that is morally wrong. And so I would like to say that absolutely no, she's not going to leave her husband for him. And I won't read you the whole thing, but it sounds like the woman has been married a while, and it sounds like she loved her husband, but she's bored, you know, looking for some excitement. Here comes along, you know, all pot smoking Joe, and he seems real exciting, and they're, you know, having little afternoon delights, having little lunchtime trip. And,
right.
You know, it's like she's spicing up her life with Joe, but people do that, you know, unfortunately. And is it morally wrong, you know, and that's something that I wouldn't put a label moral or immoral. I would just say this to Joe. If you fell madly in love with a woman and you got married and you've been married a while and, you know, it wasn't quite as exciting, but you still deeply loved her, and some guy in her office starts flirting with her and pretty soon they're sleeping together, what would you call that? Would you call it immoral? Would you say, Joe, you know, it's not this guy's fault? Because that's basically, you know, the kind of attitude that Joe would take. Like, she's the one making the choice to cheat. It's not me. But
right.
From my perspective, when you willingly are doing something that you know would devastate another human being if they found out, what would you call that? Call it immoral? Or would you say, hey, I'm inviting some really horrible karma to come back at me? And that's the whole thing that we're talking about, karma, the karmic balance, you know, whatever. Kind of like the golden rule, only one more step. It's not just do unto others as you want done to you, but also what you do to others is going to be done to you. So don't do anything that you don't want to happen to you. And that's what people don't seem to get. We're all very short-sighted, and we live in the moment, and we think this feels really good for the moment, but yet if it's the same thing happened to us, would we not blame that other person? I think you're only human to resent somebody who would be, you know, messing around with your spouse. So what's your take on this?
You know, I've got a lot of, I was sitting there going, you know, you're not talking about this all the time, but coaching, we do it different ways. But I said, is she talking about one of my clients, maybe, or, you know, clients that we've had together?
Oh, yeah.
You're right. I'm going to go with it like this, a couple different ways, if it's okay. So I think a marriage is important, okay, to honor that marriage. But the marriage mm-hmm. first has to be a marriage of two hearts. And then you can do the legal marriage. So if you have the marriage of two hearts, usually you can stay together through thick and thin, okay? Usually. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that ends. Karma is a bitch. It really is. Because mm-hmm. people, you know, karma is not only whatever, what is that? You and I were talking about this the other day, I think it was you, that whatever you do with to others, it comes back to you 10 times, right? Okay, so that's
right.
Not only negative, but also positive, right? So
mm-hmm.
therefore, you know, that's something you got to remember, too. So this is karma. If you want to make $1 billion, help 1 billion people. I heard that today, right? Good karma there. And
right.
So, but karma is also past life karma.
Right.
So therefore, as a couple right now, that he was her helper in a past life where she was royalty and he was working for her, let's say. And he left her, just walked out and left her and went with somebody else. But she did the same thing with him. He was her helper. He worked for her. She had sex with him, and then she left and married somebody else in a past life. She remembers it, you know, and has done past life regression. So this lifetime, he's left her. Just left her standing there at the altar. He said, I'm done. I'm not going to marry you. So is that karma balancing, or is that him being negative, or is that her being negative? Is that her breaking his heart and breaking hers, or balancing a karma? What's your take on that?
Oh, my take on them balancing karma, I think we definitely balance karma between souls from previous lives. And, obviously you and I both believe in reincarnation. And for people who don't, it won't make sense. You know, if you believe in just one life, you believe in multiple lives, that's not always the case. I may hurt you in this life, and in the next life, you're going to hurt me. And it may not be the exact same way, but it's going to be the same kind of a hurt. And so the karma's balanced. It's not like an eye for an eye, but it's like there's feelings there that need to be balanced so that you're on equal footing again. And I completely believe in that, between souls and also just with yourself, with hurt that you've caused to other people. And it is a ripple effect. If you make someone's day by smiling, they're going to smile at the next person, and you'll make 20 people's day, you know, because they're going to be happy with the next person. So it's whatever actions you take, it always has a ripple effect. And I feel very strongly that that's what we experience when we pass over. You know, people always say they have this replay of their lives. I think you feel the way you made other people feel, and you'll get that ripple effect. So whether you made 20 people feel happy or you made 20 people miserable, that's how you're going to feel, and that's your lesson then. You know, that's where you can say, okay, I did a good job in this way, but I really sucked it up in another way because I made this person devastated, and then they in turn were, you know, mournful and made their family worried or whatever. So karma is a bitch. It definitely is.
Can I say something? You're right, and I agree with you. May I say this about the situation that you're talking about, the guy that wrote us Dear Angels, Joe, we're calling him Joe. So Joe is with this woman that is married, and I feel, okay, and this is karma, I feel that Joe has come back in this lifetime because this is something that he struggled with many lifetimes about, you know, so karma can be different. Okay, we're talking about breaking a heart, you know, these two people that I want to back up a little bit. These two people, she left him in a past life because he was her love slave, literally, okay, and she went and married somebody else, and they loved each other but couldn't be together because she was royalty. So this lifetime, he says, okay, I'm done with you. I'm moving on. And the day they're supposed to get married, or the day before, now I think it was the day of, they're supposed to get married, he left her, okay? So is that karma balancing?
Wow.
I believe it is. Okay, so that's one instance. So let's take it with Joe, okay? But what I'm saying to you is, you know, you look at that, if you want to go, poor lady, he left you at the altar, but she had left him before, okay? And so is that's a balance. So let's take it with Joe. I feel that Joe has played around with married people, married women in past lives, and probably in this lifetime too as well. Okay? So he's sitting there and he's like, will she ever leave her husband? Will she ever do this? But part of him is really enjoying playing with somebody else's woman and causing that kind of angst in them or hurt in them when he finds out, and he will find out, you know that, or if he hasn't already, I don't know about that, but you know, so he gets a lot of enjoyment out of jerking this woman's chain to see if she'll leave her husband. The husband is eventually going to find out if he doesn't already. And what kind of joy does this give Joe? So Joe enjoys breaking people up or hurting are causing this kind of feelings inside of them. He gets a big jolt of joy out of it. So what kind of person is he to get that kind of joy out of it? Is that karma? Maybe. I think Joe came back into this lifetime probably to clean that up and where he can come from love instead of this kind of crap. But what do you think about it? What do you feel the take is on that, the karma being there.
I absolutely agree. And I think that is very common with a lot of people with extramarital affairs. There's that degree of excitement that they're getting out of this. It's taboo, it's secretive, there's this drama under the surface. And very often, it's that excitement of doing something that you know, other people, if they found out, would be upset over. That is what's giving them a lot of excitement. And there's also that ego thrill they're getting out of, I'm going to be the chosen one. I'm going to be the one they pick over this other person they were already committed to. And it's like an ego boost. It's like I'm getting all the attention that this other guy wants. You know, he wants his wife's attention, but now I'm getting it. And so I must be the hero. I must be a more exciting, better person. And I think a lot of times people get a thrill. It's a thrill for their ego to be the other man or the other woman. It's just like this is your little ego is getting all inflated because you're taking somebody away from somebody else, and so you're being, you know, picked to be the best, and it's this competition.
Right.
You know, I think there's a lot of mentality that competitive mentality, that jealous mentality, a lot of times drives those kind of relationships. And the thing is, okay,
right.
If this woman wasn't married, would she look just as enticing to him as she does today? I don't think so. I think if you made her suddenly single, you know, if she was suddenly single, would she be any more of a catch than some of these other women that he's dating? Probably not, you know. But the fact that she's taken, you know, she's got a ring on her finger, makes her excited to him. And I totally agree with you. I think there's a thrill. There's a thrill in the chase and kind of he thrives off of the drama of being the one to break somebody up and take her away from another man. So it's like he's beating the competition. So, you know, I obviously don't have high regard for that.
I know.
However, as you said, yeah, it maybe it's payback time, you know, and I shouldn't use that word, but maybe she's done that to him in another life and he's coming to balance it out, you know. But he seems to be balancing it out with maybe a lot of people in one life.
He's a busy boy, so that's for sure. And karma looks different for different things, as I said. You know, but what I do feel is that my take on him is that it wasn't about him getting it done to him, that he's done it in many lifetimes. In this lifetime, he has a soul agreement to stop it. Okay, so if he doesn't stop in this
mm-hmm.
relationship, he will in another one. That's my own feeling when I'm talking, you know, when I'm like, okay, show me this dude's situation. And that's what I'm getting. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
you know, every karma is balanced differently. This one, she left him, now he's leaving her. Okay, so she understands what that feels like and can come from a place of compassion for him because she knows she's done a lot of work on herself and knows what the deal was or is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing that people wonder, what does God and the angels say about it? Or Buddha, whoever you believe in, or the universe?
Right.
What's your take on that? Because I know that I've gotten a lot of information about that in meditation when I'm talking and just now with this dude. What's your take on it? What does God and the angels say about it? What do you feel? Or Buddha,
you know,
whoever you believe in?
What I feel is they're God or the angels, universe, whatever power, do you believe in a higher power, even your higher self, your higher consciousness, nobody's going to look upon you doing something that will devastate another human being and say, good job, Joe. You know, I feel if you make a choice based on what will not be hurtful to someone,
okay.
and not insinuate yourself into in between a couple, you know, a married couple, a committed couple. He's really kind of chasing her and trying to flirt a lot, and he's pushed the affair, you know. When you're making a conscious choice to really go in and try to break someone up, I don't feel like God is ever going to look at that and say, good job, that's what you're supposed to do. I think when you make a choice and say, you know what, I want to take the high road, and as long as you are committed to somebody else, I'm not in this. You know, I don't have a dog in this fight. I'm not going to be a part of this. If you want to be available and we can be on the up and up and our relationship can be transparent, then that's okay. You know, I think the degree of, is if, you know, I always go back to the saying, if you're in a relationship that has to be kept a secret, you should not be in that relationship. And that's what I really believe. If you are engaging in a relationship that is for some reason other people would think it was absolutely immoral or wrong, whatever, then that's, and I mean, there's special circumstances, obviously, but something like that.
Okay.
You shouldn't be going after it. You know, if she leaves her husband and says, hey, I want to date you, Joe, then absolutely go for it. But when you're saying, I'm going to lie, we're engaging in a relationship that's based on a lie. She's going home to her husband and she's wearing this ring and saying, I'm loyal, and yet she's, you know, making plans to shack up with Joe in the afternoon. That's, you're engaging in something that's pulling the wool over somebody else's eyes, and where somebody's going to be very hurt and very betrayed. I think that God does not look on that very nicely. I may be wrong.
I know. God's like, she's no fun. No, is she, right? Yeah. So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. You know.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. So you, okay. So what you're saying is God says, okay, this is not cool what you're doing because you're causing a bunch of pain to this person. And so.
And you're not being truthful.
Yeah.
You know, to me,
okay,
God is truth. Right. And when you're not living in truth, then you're living wrong, in my opinion. You know, I believe God stands in truth and we should stand in truth. So when you are participating in something where you're both lying, you know, because somebody's going to be crushed, you know, then you're not standing in truth. And I don't think God ever is happy when you're basing a relationship on lies. I just don't. I think, you know, if Joe and this woman really want to be together, then leave her husband. And so you can bring it out of the closet, bring it out in the open and say, hey, we're together. And people may still say, oh, she's dumped her husband for him. But so what? At least she's being truthful. You know, when you're lying to someone, you're really making a fool out of somebody. I don't think that's anything that God or your angels are going to be proud of or yourself.
Okay.
You know, and like when he said, is this immoral? You know, does it matter what other people would say? Isn't his conscience the one who's really asking? If he didn't feel like it was wrong, would he even ask that question? No. He realizes it's probably wrong. It feels wrong to him, or he wouldn't ask, do you think it's wrong? You know, that's my feeling. But I know I'm a little more conservative, you know, than you or than most people, but that's my, that's my feeling. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, you're more, no, I'm giving you a compliment. You're more forgiving. I'm too black and white. I know I am. You know, it's like right or wrong.
No, I get you. Well, but you've been in a relationship for a really long time and you were married for a long time and you've came back to the love of your life, which is very nice. So, you know, I recently got into a relationship and I'm enjoying it. So, but you've got a different perspective and I appreciate it. So, okay, then I'm going to, can I give this thought out, all right, if that's okay? Because it's a little different. Okay, so, you know, we know what white is because we have black, right? We know what up is because we have down. Okay, so we know what loyalty is and love is because we have the opposite, not loyal and hatred or fear, whatever you want to call it. Let's go with fear. Love, we have love, and then we have fear. We're either coming from love or we're coming from fear, right? Ego is fear-based, right? Love is the love that unconditional love that we have with God, with, you know, sometimes like you and your Scott have unconditional love for each other. And that, you know, so maybe some of these people or these souls make an agreement to say, okay, I'm going to lower my light so much so that people can learn that to be loyal. They can see what loyalty is. They can see what true love is. They can see what coming from, you know, ultimate love, which is God. And I don't want to use that now, but or Buddha or a higher part of yourself, whatever you believe in, because they're coming or we are coming. I've come from ego, so have you. We all have, because we're coming from ego and we're coming from from what, you know, the opposite of love. Okay, so
right.
The opposite of love would be something like having an affair, not giving a rat's ass about who you hurt and just have enjoying yourself, right? You know what I mean? But maybe we know that, we know you're the type of relationship you're in because we have that type of relationship that Joe is in. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You're basically saying somebody like Joe is coming along to provide the contrast. Because we learn by contrast. And so with that, the Joes of the world, or the Joe, the woman that he's jacking up with, how would we look at a healthy, good, committed relationship and say, well, that's nice, because we haven't had somebody like Joe to come along and show you, you know, this is what the other side looks like.
Right. I mean, you know, and I've been the contrast that both ways. Not in the relationship situation, but, you know, in other situations I have been, right, you know. I can show you what grumpy is because I've been grumpy, and there's always people that are happy. And the same way with you, but we learn by contrast. We know what that's a good point, up because we have down. So maybe we have some of these folks that come here in this period of time to show us what a great relationship is, because they don't. They are not the great relationship. They're the opposite. The thought.
Right.
So I kind of believe all of that is from God. I just say that? Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but
yeah, I do. So, you know, but I don't want to hurt anyone. I really don't. So trying to come from love all the time is the best. I say that now, but tomorrow morning, trust me, 95, I'm not going to be doing that. It's all good. So anyway, so what's the thing that you do? It's like, how do you always balance karma? I always, one of the things that you can do when you meet your man or your woman, whoever you're interested in or doing business with or personal with, to say, if there's any karma, let me see it right away so I know to balance it. You know what I mean? So do you always know when you have a karmic bond with somebody? I mean, can you feel it when there's a strong karmic bond that you need to balance? I can.
You
a lot
do.
Of times,
yeah. I definitely think so. And sometimes it's a good one and sometimes it's a bad one. Yeah, you know, you'll meet people and right away you have a very strong feeling, and sometimes it's not a good feeling. Sometimes it's not a good feeling. But, yeah, you definitely feel there's some undercurrent there. And then you hear people saying, God, this guy or this woman just immediately didn't like me for some reason. I don't know what I did. Well, sometimes I think it is karma, and they had no reason not to like you. It just came from a past life. You must have done something horrible to them, and they came in here not liking you, and they're going to balance karma, and they're going to stab you in the back or throw you under the bus, whatever it is. But there's a reason for that, because people don't usually take an instant disliking to someone for no reason. It's just there's no reason in this lifetime that we just don't know.
Right.
We don't know the reason. You know, our eyes have not been open to that. But then, you know, by the same token, you can take an instant liking to someone. And it's just, you know, it's more than just the chemistry of your personalities. There's just this a bond. It's almost like they feel like family right away. And I think that's also from past life karma. But you had good karma. You had a good experience with them as two souls in a past life, and so they feel like kind of a familial feel to it when you meet them, and you instantly trust them, and you instantly want to support them and help them. So there can be both, definitely. I think people associate the word karma with bad,
right?
Because they always
think
it's bad karma, but it's both. It's good karma too. You know, it's just a balancing of what kind of feelings you created in their human body and human form in a previous lifetime. And if it was good feelings or if it was bad feelings, you're going to have a balancing there. And so you're both going to end up on an equal footing with each other. And that's very unpopular. I know I've had several discussions with other people about that. It's not a popular belief. You know, that's not a popular feeling that you're going to like each other at some point. You know, on the other side, you're going to love this person who you hated in this lifetime. People just don't believe that. They don't want to believe
right.
that.
Right, no. Yeah, they don't. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, so this is a question I have for you. I know that, I believe people make soul agreements to do certain things, lower their vibration to show what the contrast, right? You would be the white and Joe's the black, okay, for instance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but so one of the questions that, you know, like you cheat on your husband in this lifetime or you cheat on your wife. How do you balance that out with your husband or your wife? How do you do that? And the marriage is destroyed. How do you balance that out? Or the relationship is destroyed. Let me ask it that way. And then how do you balance that out? How do you balance the karma between you and that person? Do you wait till you die? And you go, okay, here I come back. I've got to do this and balance it out. Or, you know, maybe you have a wake-up call. But what is your thoughts on that? It's an interesting question, I think. You know,
it is, and it's dependent on what you want to do and what they will allow you to do. You know, if you said, oh, I cheated on you, but I love you and I still want to stay with you, then it's that you're putting the ball in their court. They may say, no, get the hell out. I don't want to see you again. And there's nothing you can do except apologize. You know, you can just show your remorse to them and show how sorry you felt. But if they want nothing to do with you, you're stuck. You're stuck till the next lifetime. I mean, there's really nothing you can do if they don't allow you to do it. If they say, you know, I want to give you forgiveness, you know, I want to move forward, either as a couple or separately, but I want to accept your apology and move on, then you're lucky that they're working with you to give you an opportunity to kind of balance it out and make them feel better. But if they don't, you know, the thing is, it is up to them then. So you don't have a choice in it. It's going to be up to them whether they say, okay, we'll let bygones be bygones or not. So you're kind of at their mercy. But, you know, you obviously
are you willing
to
feel like that? So you're saying that, interesting perspective there. Okay, so you're saying to me, okay, so Joe's going to we're going to use Joe. Joe's going to his girl that he's cheating with now, and he has had a big hand in helping that married life be gone. Okay, however they've broken up, and he says okay. Because I believe in this lifetime he's supposed to see something more. And, you know, because he's done this in many lifetimes. So he comes to her 10 years later and he says, hey, you know what? I broke up your marriage. I'm so sorry. Or I had a hand in breaking up your marriage. Because I don't think it's Joe. I think Joe is a symptom of something that's already there.
Right.
Okay, so I had a part in that. And she says to you, screw you, Joe. I don't want to know you anymore. Then you're saying that Joe's totally screwed. He's got to wait and then be at her mercy again in another lifetime. Is that what you're telling me?
I really think so. I mean, I don't think it's not the woman. It's the woman's husband that is going to be the one who would say, "Hey, I don't forgive you," or "I do forgive you." You know, I mean,
okay.
I think if you've destroyed a relationship, there's no way to balance that karma without having them destroy your relationship. You see what I mean? It's just like you're not going to get the sameness from that person. You know, like if I broke up your marriage,
right.
The only way you could really balance it out is to break up my marriage. And you know, in few instances, maybe that happens, but I don't know anyone where that's ever happened.
Yeah, right. Maybe on the So can I put this thought out? Because I don't think I 100% agree with you. Although I 100% don't disagree with you. I'm not trying to walk a kind of fence here. But I think balancing a karma can look at say to that person, you know what? I have screwed up many lifetimes. I've screwed up in a lot of time on this planet in this lifetime. It doesn't really matter how you say that. So that person doesn't want to forgive me. I get it, but I forgive myself for what I did, and I forgive her, I forgive myself. I'm done with this. I want to balance the karma out, and that is my intention. I will, from this day forward, I'm going to live, you know, live like you live, you know, but I think you need both, okay? Do you understand? I think God creates both the black and the white so we can learn. So I feel like that if his intention, and I'm using him because this is a recent letter that was gotten, his intention is to clean up his act and not do it anymore, and the husband doesn't give him peace or the wife doesn't, right? Their marriage is broken up because of, you know, but by the way, that problem was already there. He was just a symptom to facilitate it.
Oh, sure.
Okay,
right.
But
he's
you're saying,
symptom,
I see it.
Right.
He's not the root cause. Okay, so what I'm saying to you is, if he says, "I want to balance this out. I don't want to hurt anybody else like this again. I want to balance this karma that I've attracted, that I keep, and I'm not going to hurt another couple. I'm not going to try to pick up another woman like that again. And the only woman I'm going to be with are women that are single or my girlfriend or whatever." I think that right there is good enough, and I don't think that he's going to have to deal with that situation again, as long as his intention is pure and clean in this lifetime. I really do.
Well, that's good. See, I wish I believed that. because I think it would let people off the hook, you know. I mean, it would be like
right.
easy to say, all I have to do is, it's almost like the Christian saying, I'm just going to ask for absolution and say I'm sorry, and all of my sins are wiped away, you know. I just think what the hurt that you've created in someone else, you will feel, and it may not come from that person, though. That's the other thing.
No, that person may not.
Right. But I feel like I really believe that whatever kind of hurts that you cause the human being, you will feel that same hurt, and it may not be from that same soul. It may be from a different soul,
right.
But it will come back to you. So even though you may feel remorse, I still feel like you're gonna understand what that feeling is like. Because you have to. I just think that is the karma. The karmic balance is that you will, it's feeling for feeling. You know, if I make you feel angry, I'm going to be made to feel angry. So if I've created, you know, a secret tryst or whatever and hurt someone because I was chasing after their partner, that's going to happen to me. I really feel, you know, that's the same kind of a situation I will have to feel. It may not be from the same people or the same soul, but I feel like you will have to have that coming back at you, because that's just my belief. You know, I'd like to believe the way you believe.
Well, yeah, and that's a hard thing, because I'm saying you're coming from pure love and pure and good, and your intention is, and you're coming from pure love, really. So I think that you can clean up and balance the karma, whether that person that you and he or ye and she or whoever it is have had this interaction with, and there's a balancing to be done. The ultimate balancing, I think, is coming from love and saying, hey, I'm never going to do this again. Thank you for that great lesson. That's just the way it is. That's the way I feel. But I'm going to agree to disagree with you. How about that?
Okay. I know. I agree. I like your way better. I really do.
I tell you, you come from such a great place of love, though. You really do. And you're the hardest critic on yourself and you in your own relationship. And in business and personal, I've seen you do it in all, in family and everything.
Yeah.
You are, and I appreciate that about you. You went to see that old woman that, and we're not even going to name her name, okay, who you used to be related to. I go, why are you talking to her? You don't mean it. She's so mean. You go, yeah, but I got to take care of her. She's just my relative.
I was
like, okay. Do you remember that? So, yeah.
Yes. We all have those negative people in our lives, and it's like no matter how nice you try to be to them and how supportive, they're always going to make you feel like crap, you know. They're always going to say something to make a dig, to try to hurt your feelings. And sometimes I think some of us must just need to be examples of, okay, this is what grace looks like, honestly, because that's how I always feel. If you can keep treating a person well when they keep mistreating you, that is showing some grace. And it's very hard, and you know, thankfully there's very few people that I've ever had to do that with.
God bless you.
But
I know that's when you do it.
It's hard, you know. But I'm always amazed when I see other people doing that. And my mom and my grandmother is deceased now, but my mom was definitely not the favorite child, and ever. I mean, I'm not saying anything that my grandmother wouldn't back up, you know. My mom's brother was a favorite child, and as my grandmother got older, you know, she lost her filter, and she made that so painfully obvious, and yet my mother never said anything. And I look at her, and I think she's my hero. That was the most tremendous amount of grace that I can't imagine anyone showing, you know, to still be kind and supportive and always loving, even when you are being made to feel less than all the time. That takes some strength, a strength of character. And, you know, I think that's one of those qualities that they don't talk much about anymore, but having grace, it's a character quality that is kind of getting lost. It's, you know, the current administration certainly doesn't have it. I hear my grandmother's voice and my dad's mother, you know, I can hear things, show some grace. And basically it's like, have some class, treat people with respect, even if they're being nasty, because eventually they're the ones who are going to look bad, not you, you know. And so that's what I always try to remember. It's like, in the end, you know, you try to do the right thing. You try to be a bigger person than they were. And even if you're the only one in the world who can pat yourself on the back for that, at least you can.
Yeah, that's very true. And I agree with you on that, too, as well. So, and we're balancing karma every day. You know, how you treat people is how you're going to get treated. But, you know, mm-hmm. what you think about, you bring about. So, and I get that, too, as well. But I'm going to tell you something right now. If you have true unconditional love for your mate, then you can let him or her go without holding on so tight that they can't breathe, that person can't breathe. And if they want to mm-hmm. leave, you let them leave. That's true love, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine tell me one time, and it was a woman, she said, you know what, I love him enough to let him go. I was like, wow, that's amazing. Because yeah. I always hear people saying, I can't let him go or I can't let her go, because it's not that they have this great love. They don't want the person to leave them, because that means they're going to be by themselves and they're not going to have anyone. And I had a client mm-hmm. not too long ago, and I told you about her. She had a relationship. She goes, well, who's he going to be with if he's not with me? And what if he finds somebody before I find somebody? I was like, oi, that's
yeah.
not good. Cool.
Yeah,
I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah, right?
Grace is definitely part of that scenario, you know. And what finally happened was mm-hmm. her husband found out about everything. And it was a big mess, you know what I mean? So,
right.
And you just, you know, you always have, I don't know, is there a perfect way to leave somebody where you don't hurt them and you keep everything the way it should be? What's your thoughts on that? Is that a karmic thing? Is it not karma? Is it karma? How do you do that without building up any negative karma? What do you feel about that? Because you never leave somebody,
you know,
for somebody. But that's what
right.
I think is the key right there.
Mm-hmm. So. I think there's no good way to leave somebody if they don't want you to leave them. I mean, they're going to be hurt. And unfortunately, that's part of life. That's part of relationships. But as long as when you're leaving them, there's no good way. I think truth is the biggest thing. You need to be truthful with them, and you need to just say, I'm not happy. You know, I'm not happy in this relationship, because if they really love you, they want you to be happy, and they will let you go if they truly love you. But if they just want you from need, if they just love you out of need or their ego loves you, that's when they're not going to want to let you go. They don't want you to be happy. They want you to stay with them even if you're going to be miserable. And that's not love. And so in that case, don't feel so guilty, because they're going to get hurt, but they were not really loving you anyway. They were just loving what you did for their life. Because when you really love someone, you want that person's happiness more than you want your own. And I would explain it to them in that way. And I'd say, you know, I am not happy, and I want you to be happy. And I know you're not going to be happy with someone who's not in love with you, and you deserve someone who's in love with you. And that's it sounds horrible, but it's truth. It's giving them truth. You know, if you're not in love with them and you're going to walk away, but you want them to be happy, and you know they deserve to have someone who is in love with them. And I think that's the best way that you could put it. But of course, there's going to be people who are not they're not going to listen to that. You know, they're just going to say, "Well, I know I can make you love me all over again." You know, and they're going to say everything in the book to try to get you to stay. And in that, in those kind of situations, there's not. I don't believe that you're going to have this horrible karma with them to balance out, because they're in that current moment making you as miserable as you are making them.
I agree with you on that too, as well. Yeah. So what you're saying, let me get this. I'm going to go back to what your grandma said. Have grace about whatever you do, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I'm also going to say never leave somebody for somebody, because you take that garbage that you bought with the first somebody, you're going to take it with the second somebody, unless you come on out, right? Okay.
You have to. When people rebound, that's the worst thing to do. When you rebound onto someone else, you're trying to take the feelings you had with the last person and reattach them onto this new person who is nothing like them, or they may have some similar qualities, but they're not that person. And you haven't given yourself a chance to process all the old feelings you had for that last person and put them to bed so you can start a new healthy relationship with the next person. But people don't like to do that. People want to rebound because they don't like to be alone. They don't want to have to look in the mirror. They don't want to have to look at themselves. And so they don't have time in between relationships. And, you know, I would never, you know, now I'm with Scott to stay, but if I was still on the market, I would never, ever again date a man who had not let some time lapse in between me and his last girlfriend, because there's still emotional garbage there that I'm going to have to deal with, you know, that from the last one. And that's just how we are. We need that time to filter through all the crap, put it to bed, and then start a fresh new relationship without all the baggage that we're bringing from the last one. I think the healthiest thing that you can do is to give yourself time. But why do people not like to be alone? I'm asking you that because I hear from a lot more people than I do, but why do people hate being alone?
Can I tell you something? Because first of all, they're never looking at themselves. They're looking outside to be happy, and they see everybody around that has a mate except them, okay? And they hate, that's what they see. They never sit still and say, I want to know who I am, right? And I love being by myself. I love being with my guy, the man that I'm with now. I love that. I love them both. But you have somebody.
Right.
I don't like being by myself. I want to have somebody. I'm going to spend I heard somebody tell me today, I'm going to spend this weekend totally by myself. I'm like, yay, right? That's what I'd be saying, you know? But,
yeah.
And because, you know, I get to read, I get to do whatever. I get to spend the weekend with my boyfriend. We're going to go, you know, take the dogs. We took the dogs, bathed the dogs, ran the dogs, you know, and did a lot of fun stuff. But if I were by myself, I was like, oh, wow, I do a lot of stuff today, too, by myself, right? But they're more comfortable spending time with a person, a man or a woman, than they ever are by themselves. And a good question I always ask people to see if they're comfortable by themselves. I go, do you know what your energy feels like? No, Tree. I have no clue what my energy feels like. Do you know what your boyfriend, your mate's energy feels like? Yeah, I know what his energy, I know what her energy feels like. Is that not sad? Right? You know, when they walk in the room, they know what that they, I mean, wow. Wow. You
but
know,
they don't so, know them, they don't know themselves. But they people don't like to be by themselves. And I understand we're human beings, we crave that companionship. But yet, the interim time, you know, and I guess that's how I always look at it. I'm not one of those people who ever said, I'm going to be just alone the rest of my life. You know, I always look at it as, oh, there was an interim period. I'm having a period alone right now. But people don't like that, you know.
No, they don't.
I'm in between boyfriends, I used to say. It may be for 10 years, but I'm in between boyfriends.
I'm in between
But
husbands.
That was okay this because I liked my time by myself. You know, I'm happier with Scott because I really love him. But if I wasn't with him, I'd prefer to be by myself, you know, over being with somebody else who I'm not madly in love with, because I like my own company. I've made peace with myself, and I think I'm a lot of fun.
I'm a very interesting person.
No, I'm kidding. But it's funny to me how people are so afraid of being by themselves. And I think men are just as bad as women. You know, they always want to paint women as the helpless creatures who don't want to be alone. I think men are just as bad, if not worse, you know, some men. There's some men who fine being alone. But there's some men that just cannot be by themselves. And I don't understand. Why is there a fear of being alone? Is it because they think, oh, my gosh, I may always be alone? Or they just don't like their own
company? They don't
company.
Know who they are. They don't know themselves. They really don't. So they don't know what they really enjoy on their own. And I was like, are you kidding me? You know, I have friends like you. You enjoy Scott. You're so happy. But I've seen you be happy by yourself, you know.
Right.
And last year, putting up those Christmas trees for your little girls. And, and that was fun to you. You know, but when your eyes pop open, you know what you feel like. You know, that's you. Do you understand what I mean? That's you, what you're like, what you like, you know. But yeah, and you also know what Scott feels like, what he looks like. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. But as I said, I've got people that, do you know your energy, what it feels like? No, I have not a clue. Do you know your man, your woman? Yeah, I know what theirs feels like because, you know, and that's sad. And
they're just focused on that. Right.
Yeah, I said, you need to, all you have to do is open your eyes. When you first open your eyes in the morning, the first person you feel is yourself. That's your energy, you know. So, if you're feeling a little grouchy when you first open your eyes, that's your energy. Work on it, right? So funny.
You're not talking about yourself.
Yeah, right. Never, right? So it's all good. But yeah, so people don't like to be by themselves. They really don't. But you do, Di, and that I know that took time for you to do that. So, but look at you now. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the man of your dreams. You got a great life, and you guys are traveling around and doing different things. Dude, that came with hard work. I know.
It did. So, both of us. We've both been through a lot, but we both are very self-reflective. And so, we both are mature grown-ups now. We know ourselves. We know what we want. We know what we like. We know what we love. And it's a peaceful, it's just a peaceful relationship. There's not drama. There's not fighting. We're so much alike that we like to do the same things. And there's excitement there, you know. And so it's like the best of both worlds. But it's one of those relationships that I always want. And that's, I was talking to him last night. It's like, I never thought I would love someone this much. And I never thought, it's like I always wanted that pie in the sky relationship, but I never thought I would really have it.
That's funny. I hear you.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. I think this is key when making, having a great relationship, balancing karma, good and, you know, not so good. Do you guys have a spiritual thing that you do, whether it's time, talking time, praying time, meditation time? Do you have anything like that you do together?
Lots of talking. You know, we have these deep philosophical discussions out on the deck when we're feeding the birds and looking at the mountains. I mean, it's that bonding. You feel that really deep bond where you're really opening up and sharing everything. You know, I've shared everything with him, whether it's my deepest, darkest secrets, which, you know, it's not like I didn't murder anyone, you know, but I mean, you know, your personal feelings that you've never told anybody else before, but you feel so comfortable telling this person, knowing they're so much like you, they'll understand where you're coming from. And that's such a great feeling to know I can say anything I want and I'm not going to be judged. And just talking about our philosophy and our beliefs, our spiritual beliefs, and what do you think happens after you die? You know, what do you think about the universe? What do you think about God? And respecting each other's beliefs, because we don't believe exactly the same things. And so it feels higher level something. It's just higher
like
level
that.
Relationship. Yeah.
I like it. You know, I been dating somebody for about 2.5 months now, and one of the things that I really enjoy is that I get up early in the morning. Sometimes my eyes will pop open at 3, and I go, yeah, that's me, my energy. But, you know, I wake up and go, hey, are you awake? He'll talk for an hour. You know,
I want to talk to him.
Yeah, so he'll talk to me. He doesn't seem to mind. So I'm so forever grateful for that. But, spirituality to your relationship, deep conversations, meditation, prayer, whatever it is, you know, I think it's important. I started painting with him. So you should see my. I went from third grade till now. without saying anything.
Yeah.
So it's all good.
You're doing good.
Yeah, I know. I think it's meditation.
Very good.
Funny,
I was laughing before our call because I was thinking to myself, normally we're talking about healthy relationships when we've been both in unhealthy relationships at times in our lives, and now we're both in healthy relationships, and today's topic was unhealthy relationships.
That's funny. I know, right? So,
but see, we learned from our mistakes.
Yeah, having grace is so key. Knowing your own energy is key, too, as well, and being able to say, I need to do this better, and really owning that, owning who you are, I think is key. So sometimes we have a hard time with that. We blame others, but owning who you are, right? I mean, I am a Grinch at times. You know, I'm also really
nice.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you're not. I don't see the
girl. Oh, I know, but it's there. Trust me. Anyway, so we're almost out of time, and but I've enjoyed the call tonight with you. If you want to, I know, it's been fun. We haven't done it in a while. I know that, Dear Angels, you can submit a question, ask a question, write a letter or whatever, and we'll take it on the next show that we're doing. Or answer your question then, and no names, no real names, but, you know, so.
Right. They're all Joes and Jill.
Yes. Jills and Joes. Amazing. So that's what you can do. Dear Angels is on Facebook.com, Dear Angels. And then, of course, we've got Angel Coaches on Facebook. I'm putting videos up there, and I'm actually trying to do a video blog. I got that message two days ago about doing video blogs. And then on Facebook, it had, why don't you do a video blog? I was like, oh, okay, that's confirmation, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Angel Coaches on Facebook.com, Angel Coaches with Tari Abbott, Angel Coach Tari Abbott. So you can find us all up there, Diane Bucci. She's got some wonderful books out. And so we'll be doing our show again, but I am doing yearly readings. If you want a yearly reading, I'll take it. We talk about love, relationships, career, business, you know, all the relationship aspects of career, business, and also romance. And is he going to ask you, or are you going to accept? Maybe that, you know, that was one of the ones that I got last year. Somebody said, is he going to ask me to marry him, and do you think I'll accept? Well, you know the answer to that if you don't.
Yeah.
You got your energy, right? You know, and who your angels are. Because we're never by ourselves. Who's your favorite angel that you work with, Di?
Gabriel and Michael, both of them. It's a toss-up. So I can't say one's over the other. It's for different things. Gabriel is the messenger angel. Gabriel is the angel of communication. I talk to Gabriel a lot when I, like before a show, I ask Gabriel to be with me, you know, help me find my voice. I feel like a lot of my lesson in this life is finding my voice. And Michael is like the protector, the strength, you know, when I feel like I need support, protection or whatever, I ask Michael. He's like the everything angel.
Okay, yeah, there you go. So, yeah,
he's the leader of God's army. So you got to look up to Michael.
Yeah, there you go. So I like it. Somebody was asking me today about an angel, and I go, we have play angels. And she goes, who's your play angel? I said, I've had him since I was a little girl. He calls himself Connie. And I remember my mom goes, where's Connie now? Like 8 or 9. I mean, he's behind you. She goes, what is Connie doing? And I go, you know how you take your forefinger and you're like doing it around your ear like somebody's crazy? You know, they're like, yeah, right?
Yes.
He's crazy.
That's
Connie's telling me that you're crazy. And she goes, how's he doing that? And I showed her. She got really mad, but it was funny. I was like 6 to 8 years old. I don't even remember. But anyway, we all got angels, and we've got fun ones. We've got serious ones. But bottom line, we're never by ourselves. And if you want to know who your angels are, hit us up on Facebook at some of the places we told you. Angelcoaches.org, too, is the website. And we say, do you have anything else you want to say? Balance karma.
No, right? James, it was fun doing the show with you.
It was. So we'll take care, and you guys have a great night. Bye now.